想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're talking about one of my favorite topics, cooking.
Yeah, actually when I was researching this topic, it really just made me kind of want to get back into cooking again. You know, recently my mother-in-law has been doing a lot of cooking, but I haven't. But we're just going to give you a quick list of some commonly used words that you might see in like an English recipe book or when someone's talking about cooking. The first one we'll be looking at is blanching.
Blanching 其实就是我们常说的焯一下。
Well, there you go. Interesting. So in English, obviously is the same in Chinese. All you do is put a vegetable or a fruit, but usually a vegetable, into boiling water. And after a very, very short period of time, take it out and then put it into iced water or cold running water to immediately halt the cooking process.
焯的诀窍就是在焯完之后要立刻放到凉水里面，以避免这个食材被煮得过熟。
And then next is braising. So it's a combination cooking method using both moist and dry heat. And so usually the food is first seared, and we'll talk about that in a minute, at a high temperature, and then finished in a covered pot with a variable amount of liquid.
Braise, 很多人都以为就是炖的意思，但其实 braise 呢是要先用高温煎炸过，然后再炖。
Yeah, and then there is a simmering. And so simmering is used a lot in Western cooking. And so basically, you bring whatever liquid you have in your pot up to boiling, and then you turn the heat down to just to keep it just below boiling. So it's not, you know, on the lowest setting, but it's just keeping the liquid, you know, so it's at a temperature that, so it's not actually boiling any of the water.
Simmer 就是小火煮，刚好呢，火要小到让它将开锅又没有开锅的时候。
Mm-hmm. And now let's look at sautéing, which is a type of frying, and it's actually from the French sauté, which means jumped or bounced, and so basically in reference to tossing while cooking. And so you use a small amount of oil or fat in a very shallow pan over pretty high heat, and then the ingredients that you sauté are going to be thinly cut or chopped into small pieces, such like an onion or pieces of mashed garlic or something like that. And over high heat, you just sauté it really, really quickly, and then you add other stuff and you finish off the recipe.
Sauté 呢是西餐里面用到的一种炒菜的方法，需要颠勺这种技巧。It's actually pretty close to what the Chinese call stir fry, but
it's different because stir fry is a complete method of, you know, you can make an entire meal using stir fry. Sauté is usually used in the beginning of a recipe. So for example, if I'm cooking ground meat or something like that, I'll probably start by sautéing onions and garlic together and then putting in the ground meat. And I won't be sautéing the ground meat.
I see. 所以在西餐里面的 sauté 可能只是做菜的一小部分。
And now we're going to keep moving on. Next up is barbecuing. I think many people will know that. Basically, it's just cooking meat or pretty much anything, actually, using hot smoke of a fire, smoking wood, or hot coals of a charcoal.
Barbecue, 不需要解释了。
Exactly. And then there is grilling. So here's the thing, actually. So grill usually refers to barbecuing. You grill something. You barbecue something on a grill. You are grilling. But grill can also be used inside. If you have a griddle, for example. Or even if you have just a regular pan, but you are grilling a hamburger inside.
Grill 既可以是户外烧烤，也可以是用烤架呀、烤炉，甚至用 pan, 用平底锅来烤。
Mm-hmm. Then there is rotisserie, so where meat is skewered. So a whole, a big metal stick usually goes from one end all the way to the other, and then it is stuck onto a machine where it just keeps rotating so that no one piece of the meat usually is over the fire or heat source for too long.
Yummy. Rotisserie 是指的是用烤叉穿过这个要烤的，一般是鸡或者是其他的肉类，然后在电烤炉里面一边转一边烤。
Yeah, in Western cooking, it's usually chicken. And then there is searing. Searing is actually used a lot more than you might think, and we talked about it before. But it's basically what you do is the surface of the food is cooked at a very, very high temperature so that a crust kind of forms on the outside. And the whole purpose isn't necessarily to actually fully cook the meat, but just to get a nice crust on the outside. Sometimes this can also be browning or blackening. And so the temperature of the pan that you are using, and the oil, if you are using oil, it's going to be very, very high, and you're only cooking it for a little bit. More than likely after that, you're going to be putting it into the oven to finish cooking all together.
Sear 有一点点像炸，但是呢，不是 deep fry， 而是刚好要炸到表面上微微发焦，然后再继续之后的制作过程。
Exactly. And then the last but not least is marination, one of my favorite processes when I'm cooking meat. And basically, you're just soaking foods in a seasoned liquid before cooking. And the best type is usually when it uses some type of acidic marinade, so, you know, with vinegar, lemon juice, or wine, or the enzymatic, which I think is quite interesting, so pineapple, papaya, or kiwi fruit. And you let it sit for...maybe even a couple days before you actually cook it up.
Marinate 是一种腌制的过程，经常要在做肉的时候用到。有的时候 marinate 可以持续一天以上。
Yeah, I mean, sometimes a marinate can actually be quite short, but the whole purpose is just to get the flavors from that liquid actually into the meat, because this is actually different from a sauce, because the sauce is only on the outside. But if you marinate, especially for longer periods of time, the flavor will actually just go...straight into the meat.
Exactly. And all this talk about marination is making my mouth water. And I need to go get some snacks. And that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.